even ask you to, while you're standing, grab your Bibles, and we're going to go to these scriptures, and you can be seated. Glory to God. And St. Luke chapter 18, verse 1. And then we're going to go to two other books and let you sit down. We thank you for your participation along with us standing in the things of God. Okay. When you have it, let us know by saying amen. Chapter 18, verse 1. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. I'm going to ask you to turn your Bibles also to 2 Chronicles. Thank you, Lord. 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 14. And 15. When you have that, would you say amen? Amen? If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then would I hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. Now my eyes shall be open, and my ears attend to the prayer that is made in this place. And one more scripture. In the book of James, all the way back. Way back in the back. Chapter 5, verse 16 through 18. When you have that, would you see? Let me know by saying amen. Confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Elijah was a man subject to like passions as we are. And he prayed earnestly that it may not rain. And it rained not on earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain. And the earth brought forth her fruit. You can be seated in the presence of the Lord. We want to talk about today the power of prayer. I'm going to say that again. We want to talk about today the power of prayer. If you really know the power of prayer, your amen would have been a little bit more than that. Amen. There's power in prayer. Amen. The power of prayer. Power. Amen. Amen. The word power. Amen. Power. Amen. Is the ability to act. It's strength. It's might. It's force. It's authority. They're just like Power and Light Company. Amen. When our lights go out, they make sure they get back on. Amen. And we're paying the bills in this place and our homes. When you flip on that light, amen, the light going to come on. That's power. That's what power is. Amen. Glory to God. So we talk about a power will cause you to have the ability to act. Amen. Amen. If you got the power of God in your life, amen, you can go through anything. Amen. Just like someone was saying in their testimony, I may be going through some things, but God is still a good God. That means your lights are still on. Amen. That means, glory to God, the power of the Holy Ghost is still working and through the storms and through the rain. And you're saying he's a mighty good God, because if, amen, if your power wasn't working, when God wasn't working, you shut down too. Amen. But when you keep going, you're like an ever-ready battery. Amen. And that's the power of God, power to act. Amen. How many know we need the Holy Ghost power? Amen. It's not by might of power, but it's by the Spirit of the Lord. It takes the Holy Ghost on the inside, supernatural power to keep you going when everything else is collapsing around you. When everything is collapsing on the inside of you and collapsing on around you, it takes the supernatural power of the Holy Ghost to keep you going. Amen. You got to tell the devil, glory to God, it ain't over till God said it's over. You got to tell the devil, I'm going to fight on until the end. Amen. I'm going to come through here. I'm not quitting, devil. You got to tell the devil, I'm not quitting. But glory to God, I'm going to tell you something about it. You just can't wake up one day and have power. You got to stay connected with the power. Glory to God, you got to stay connected in prayer. You can't do no little dab or do. Glory to God, when stuff get on you, you can't by shake off. Your prayers need to be more intensified. You need to get a hold of God and don't let him loose. Amen. And if you won't let God loose, glory to God, there'll be no weapon that's formed against you shall prosper. Glory to God. And when you go ahead and turn on that spiritual switch, the light will come on. You will still see that you got the power of the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Somebody give God the praise. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Power gives you the ability to perform when you can't perform on your own. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody said, I was sick and I looked like I seemed like I couldn't get well, but I found myself putting my clothes on anyhow. Found myself doing my hair anyway. Found myself going to church anyway. Whatever you thought you couldn't do because you had the power of the Holy Ghost, it helped you to persevere through it, and you got it done. Somebody give God the praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ability to act. And it's strength too. It's supernatural strength, honey. It's not the strength that you just wake up in the morning and I gather. It's a supernatural strength of the power of the Holy Ghost. It will dominate circumstances in your life. It'll dominate sickness in your life. It'll dominate wrong thinking in your mind. The power of the Holy Ghost is real. Somebody give God a praise. And it has force. God has a driving force, honey. The Lord will drive demons and devils back to hell from whence they come. Oh, yes, they will. You know how to pray. If you know how to pray, you can get the devil off your back. You can get him out of your way if you know how to pray.
Amen.
The power of prayer.
Amen.
That is the title of this message, The Power of Prayer. See, we do them little me prayers and then a little fly-by-night prayer. But, honey, when the devil gets in your way and gets on your back, you got to get down to the nitty-gritty, honey. And you got to pray a factual, fervent prayer. You can drive the devil back out of your way. And I was praying about something last week. I said, Lord, I want this up out of my way. And I want it out of my way right now. And I turned around. God did it so quick. You don't have to tolerate things. You don't have to tolerate people, circumstances, and none of that mess. Got to get it up and get it out your way. Somebody give God the praise in here today.
Thank you, Jesus.
And if the devil see you lit up with prayer, you see, he watches you. Oh, yeah. He watches you go for days and Sundays and just pray to you when you get to church. He watches you. He see what you do. That's why some of your trials and tests you can't by shake off. You give a little God a little half mass.
Uh-huh.
Bless me, Lord, and my children. Going out the house, you do it again the next day. You're doing it again the next day. Till you get to church, you might add a little bit more to it, but you do it most of the time. And then when he put that mess up on you, you about can't shake it. But if you spend some time, some quality time before the Lord and pray to the power of God fall down in your life, won't nothing be able to stick on you.
Amen.
Somebody give God the praise.
Jesus.
I was saying, the sister was saying how sometimes God had to remind her, slow it down. You can't do all everything maybe like your mind telling you to do. But see, that's in her mind because she's running off the spirit. Because the spirit is supernatural. It'll carry you further than your body would go. All right, people look at you, they be thinking like, boy, you got wings of a morning. You flying all over the place. And honey, there's spirits on you. You can fly all over the place. But when you come back down to earth, you feel like, did I get up? Did I really fly? Did I get up? I can't about get up and move now. Amen. It's like y'all see me praise God here. I'm okay. A little body still recuperate. But amen. That was supernatural strength. I know the difference.
Amen.
And when I'm seeing someone sing a song, I jump right. I know when I hear the spirit and I know that I'm just hearing things. When I hear the spirit, I jump in there. I'm like, I got to get some of this.
Amen.
Help circulate me from bringing forth the word. I got to get some of this. Amen. I don't mean no harm. And I'm going to preach the word. Amen. Hope nobody don't get offended. I'm going to preach the word. I'm going to be who God want me to be.
Amen.
God tell me to preach the word. I'm going to preach the word. I can't stay around that stiff, dead stuff. I need something to get some life. Anything look like it won't move, I'm getting up and move. Somebody said, get your person. Get up and move. I'm moving.
Amen.
Hey, you, because look, I'm stepping and I'm planning on stepping high. You hear what I'm saying? I'm stepping, Sister Tiffany, Sister Terry, and the rest of y'all. I'm stepping high. This is 2019. I can't be going out like that.
Amen.
Amen. My age is going up, and I'm going up. I'm going to go up higher in God. Amen. I can't reverse and go back the other way. Because you don't, the devil have you in a nursing home and hands folded crazy in your mind and all slobbering and everything. Don't know who you are. Yeah. The devil is a lie. Somebody give God a praise. If you praising God, can't nothing stay on you. Can't no sickness, discouragement, none of that mess. God ain't crazy. He ain't bipolar. He won't have you to be crazy and bipolar.
Amen.
And if you're around them people got spirits, you better make sure that you prayed up.
Amen. Because
the devil, amen, he don't mind throwing stuff your way. Amen. And you ain't throwing nothing my way. You got to look at the devil and say, you ain't throwing nothing my way. I tell the saints to be encouraging one another. Don't bring one another a bunch of you know the troubles I see. Take that mess to hell from which it comes. Tell somebody to pray for you and keep it moving. Tell your sister and brother, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I'm seeing my sister right here. She can come and say, y'all just don't know. Y'all ought to call me and check on me. Y'all don't know what it feels like to be led. You don't hear her talking about that. She may remind you sometime the God's bringing her through stuff, but she got a lot. I said to myself, I would want to change shoes with her. She wouldn't want to change shoes with me. The stuff that she can handle what I go through, I can handle what she go through. But I'm sympathetic to know God let me know, amen, your situation can be worse than what it is. You could be laying out there, amen. How would you deal with it? Amen. We need to think about that. While we think we got problems, somebody got problems worse than you do.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody give God the praise. The power of the Holy Ghost. The power of prayer. I remember, you know, my experience, and amen, I ain't always had the Holy Ghost. I ain't always been saved. But somebody said, I went to church one night and my heart wasn't right. And something got a hold of me. Glory to God. And I heard people about speaking in tongues. I didn't know what they are. I just thought they was crazy. I thought when they got the shout, I said, they about to get crazy up in here. I wanted to get out of here and leave. I was a little younger child. I said, they was all right. I liked the song. But when folks started shouting, hair started going and everything, I said, ooh, I just want to get up and run up out of here. I was a little child thinking like that. Because I said, these people are going to go crazy now. And y'all, this one over here speaking in tongues, what? But somebody said, I went to the church one night and my heart wasn't right and something got a hold of me. I'm so glad that God changed my tongue, because the tongues I used to have, I used to cuss. Hallelujah. I used to smoke, go with God, and drink. I used to do things that I shouldn't do, cuss, and all that kind of stuff. But he put the Holy Ghost and he began to speak through me with other tongues. And I found out the other tongues that glory to God that came from heaven. And I ain't never start speaking in them, and I'm not ashamed to speak in them, because it's got power in those tongues. I don't know how to pray like I ought to. The Holy Ghost prayed through me in the spirit, and it gets the job done that I can get done in the natural. So I love praying in the Holy Ghost. He know how to make my labors light. I might get ready and lay my hands on you and don't know how to pray as I ought to, but when the tongues of the Holy Ghost get on me, it'll help me to pray about everything that I don't know what to pray about. Hallelujah. I thank God for the power of the Holy Ghost. I couldn't live without it.
Thank you, Jesus.
So glad my parents, they going on to be with the Lord. Both of them are. But both of them were saved and sanctified and filled with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And they taught us. Hey, Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
And I'm so glad that I found out that same Holy Ghost. It don't work, glory to God, that's in the church. It works in the home. It works on the job. It works wherever you are. It's real. Glory to God. You might be ready good in a car accident, and the power of the Holy Ghost might start fall upon you. You start speaking and tell, stop that accident. You don't know what way. Hallelujah. God gonna take it.
Thank you, Jesus.
And it says in the book of 2 Chronicles. Let me make sure I don't go too fast. Amen. But I think we've already talked about the power of prayer. Amen. I'm going to go back here just a little bit. Glory to God. I want to get the full meal. Amen. Of what God is saying. He spake the parable to them. I went back to Luke. To this end. He said that men ought to always. Can I hear you say always?
Always.
Not sometime. Always. We pray with stuff that's going bad. We don't want to pray with things are going. We feel like everything is cool. I ain't got no time to pray. I don't want to pray. A lot of people think the more responsibility I got, that's the less time to pray. But really, that's the more you ought to pray. Like me in this position, I have more responsibilities being over people. I have more responsibility during my situation and the church situation. I would be a fool to pray less. You got more responsibilities. They got you doing stuff on your job. You got the big responsibility of your home. You should spend more time before the Lord in prayer so you can know how to get it done without being stressed out.
Amen.
The less you pray, you're going to handle the stuff in your own intellect, and most times you're going to be overstressed.
Amen.
It said he spake the parable unto them to this end, that men ought to always to pray and not to faint. God said if you pray, you won't faint. To faint means to become weak. Some people can feel themselves becoming weak, but they don't do nothing about it. They're just going to collapse. It means to become weak. You become weak in your spirit. You become weak in your walk with God. You become weak in courage. You lose courage. You lose faith. You lose strength. You lose everything. You become faint. Because either you was praying like you should have prayed or you wasn't. Because if you was praying like God wants you to pray, you would not faint. Same going to go to me. If I'm praying like God wants me to pray, I would not faint. But if I don't pray the way God want me to pray, I'm going to faint with situations and stuff. Amen. And that spirit of anxiety is strong.
Yeah.
The spirit of anxiety is strong. People take meds all the time for anxiety and stuff because they trying to get to the, why do I feel like I feel? Why I feel like I'm overwhelmed, I'm about to lose my mind. And they say, well, here's some pills for that. But it really don't take care of the problem.
Amen.
You got to be delivered from the spirit of anxiety. Depression and discouragement and all that is connected with anxiety. Anxiety, when I feel overwhelmed, the Bible said, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that's higher than me.
Yes.
That rock is Jesus. Most people don't go to Jesus. They just try to deal with it in their own intellect, and they're overwhelmed and filled with anxiety. Anxiety, amen, can almost make you have a heart attack. Your heart can be so overwhelmed with stuff, amen, that you can't see around it. You can't see above it. You can't see how you're going to get through it. Somebody ought to give God a praise. And then in this world, it's a spirit of anxiety so strong. Even when you turn your TV on, you know, it's like some of the news, the ones that stay on pretty much all day. We have to watch that because really it's the same thing. It's just that news. It's a recording that's repeating itself. But sometimes if we don't watch it, we'll turn it on and say, they said that a few minutes ago. Why they keep saying that? It's just a recording. You ain't got to listen to it all day. It's the same thing you had a few minutes ago. You got to go to me. I'm so tired of listening. Don't listen to it. Turn it. You done seen it. They talk about the weather. It's going to be 99 inches of snow or whatever they make up and blow up. And amen. And shut down. And you ain't going to get your income tax. You ain't going to get no food. All that. You done heard that one time. Sometimes we just live out. They keep saying it gets stronger and stronger in your spirit. And that's what you do when you listen to the devil. And I listen to the devil. It just gets stronger and stronger in your spirit till you feel like I'm so overwhelmed I can't almost open my mouth. Don't you know the spirit of fear and anxiety will almost lock your mouth closed?
Amen.
You have your stomach in knots. Have you in disillusion? And some people, if they get too far, they might want to take the gun and end it all.
Amen.
Somebody give God the praise.
Jesus.
This is a message for the world today. They need Jesus. To combat, Jesus is a battle axe.
Amen.
He will fight up against anything.
Mm-hmm.
He'll fight against if nothing too. His arms are not short where he can't box. He will overdo anything. He'll overthrow anything in your life. There's nothing in your life. There's nothing, Sister Tiffany. There's nothing, Sister Joanne. Nothing that the Lord cannot do. He is mighty. It's mighty. It's not. It's our faith. Believe.
Jesus.
All things are possible. How can I hold Shabbat I say? But you got to stay in that word. Your faith will not get strong without being in the word.
Yes.
The Bible says faith come by hearing. Hearing come by the word of God. How can you hear unless you hear a preacher? How can they preach if they be sick? Your faith is going to be increased, but not on your phone texting all day, not telling people your business, not into this and that, but in the word of God. Your faith is going to become strong.
Amen.
Hot. Hoshea. And the Bible said this is the victory that overcomes the world, even your faith. It would overthrow everything. The devil was stopped. The Lord would stop the devil right in his tracks. Some stuff you don't have to tolerate with.
Right.
I began to tell the Lord about something last week. I said, Lord, I'm not used to handling my business this way. And I don't want the devil bothering me. And I want you to get this out of my way, Lord. The Bible says you can command the hands of God. I said, Lord, I need you to get this out of my way. I'm trying to do your will. I don't want it up. I want it now. I want it gone. I want nothing bothering me. You want nothing bothering you, tormenting you, irritating you. That's not yours. God didn't sign off on it. God didn't send it your way. Then it goes. If God didn't send whatever you're going through, he didn't send your way, you don't have to tolerate it.
Amen.
If you know how to pray.
Amen.
I said, Lord, I want this out of my way. It's a distraction. It's a hindrance. I want it out right now, out of my way. And I told the Lord, he did it so quick. I said, Lord, you do all things well. Somebody give God. I said, Lord, you do all things well. And I began to say, and the Lord began to give me the message. He said, the power of prayer. Some things you go to, you'll get a message from it. God said, the power of prayer.
Amen.
Prayer is powerful if you know what you got in your possession.
Amen.
If you know how to reach God, there is nothing impossible to you. There will be nothing impossible to you. You ain't got to even tell people you're praying. You ain't got to put your business out like that. Just pray.
Amen.
Just pray. Got a boss that not treating you right. Just pray.
Amen.
Just make sure you living right and you treating him right. But just pray. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. Glory to God. Glory to God. The Lord said men ought to always to pray and not faint. When you begin to faint, like I was saying earlier, you're going to become discouraged. Your spirit's going to be lacking in spirit, lacking in courage. And this is one thing that I would say, you surely have to be careful what you let come out your mouth in those times. The devil might tell you you're not going to make it. You're not going to see another day. Like they say, they have this saying, don't let him see you sweat. Don't let that come out your mouth. Don't go tell somebody, I'm not going to make it to see another day. Don't do that. Because you speak it upon yourself. And you will have what you say. Even if you feel like I'm not going to make it. Say, Lord, take his thought out of my mind. Because, see, you give the devil ammunition. He's not like God. God knows your thoughts if you never speak them. And those far off, I'm so glad that God didn't give the devil privilege to know my thoughts and the far off. He just knows your actions. And he knows what you say and he knows what your actions are. And then, amen, if he hear you say something and you give place to him and you speak those things out of your mouth, you have given him something to work with. And you know what? We got to learn not to do that. You got to say, Lord, get this thought out of my mind. Move this thought out of my mind. Don't let me speak this thing upon me. Because he will come back and try you in that same area. God have mercy, get you through it. A test is coming back around your way. Because the Bible said, out of the abundance of the what? The heart, the mouth speak it. You say what's in your heart. Amen? Because it's rooted. Some stuff is rooted. The devil had put seeds and sowed seeds. He could pour seeds down in your heart. He can just say, if you're going through situations and things, and the devil tell you, you're not going to come through it. Well, he tell you, you ain't going to live long. Somebody else in your family will live long. He'll tell you that. If you keep on listening to that and don't drive that back to the pits of hell from whence it come, you got to say, Lord, I want you to take those thoughts out of my mind. Because that's his job. That's what he would do. You can't sit there and entertain those thoughts and keep on entertaining them, because they will come to fruition. They will come to surface. They will come upon you. Oh, yes, they will. So when it gets to The rubber meets the road. And if you really praying like you need to pray, God gonna tell you, shut your mouth. He'll let you know. If you think you can't shut your mouth, say, put a watch over my mouth.
Yes.
Clamp my lips up so I won't speak certain things.
Yes.
Amen. The devil tell you, you're like you're sick, you're not gonna get well. I know I'm feeling a lot better yesterday, last week, and I still do feel pretty good, but some parts of I'm gonna still watch what I eat for some reason. But I'm healed.
Amen.
And I feel like going on.
Amen.
And whatever is going on will be all right.
Amen.
And it will not continue to plague me or bother me.
Amen.
Because, you know, you got to look at it like this. I ain't got my promises of things I'm waiting on God for, so I ain't going nowhere.
Amen.
So I don't know about you.
I know that's right.
Maybe you got everything you need. You ready to pack your suitcase up and leave? I ain't.
All right.
God says he's not a man that he should lie.
Uh-huh.
There's some things he promised me I ain't got.
Amen.
And things, with the S on it, things.
All right.
Hi, tomorrow, Shabbat. I don't know what you're living for, but I'm living more for them the weekend. I'm living for a long time. The Joe Jesus, everything was hard out during the week and everything, but they said, I'm living for the weekend because I'm going to party down. I'm going to party down right now. I ain't living for no weekend. I'm living for a lifetime. I want to enjoy myself down here upon life right now. I want to, amen, to keep my youth. I don't want to be walking around like, you know, this is about to gonna be the last of me. The devil is the last. It's not going to be the last of me. I'm just beginning, honey. I'm just beginning in 29. You got to call those things as not as though they were. Amen? If you think yourself, oh, devil, sometimes you try to fight back. Well, you know, you get climbing up the ladder. You know, you might not feel like going. I said, Lord, don't let me stay more in this house more than I need to stay in here. Keep me moving.
Right.
Amen. The devil is like, he put stuff in your mind first, see?
Yeah.
Put the different things in your mind. And you, if it ain't of God, you got to know if it's of God or not. You got to drop that.
Amen.
But if you're around people, they're claiming every kind of sickness, every kind of disease. People claim stuff from A to Z. I got this. My grandma had it. It runs through the family. And it's just a generation curse. And you're going to get it tomorrow. You around that stuff. You claim that stuff. You claim it. You would have it. I don't care if everybody in the family bipolar. You ain't got to be bipolar.
Amen.
The devil is a lie. Everybody got a little craziness in their family. I don't care. Anybody got no perfect family. Everybody got some Dr. Jekylls and Mr. Hyde and everything else in their bop and their eye.
Yes.
Oh, Lord. Somebody give God the praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. The devil is a liar. Sometimes when God's doing a work, amen, look like you've been pulled back, look like I can't seem to make it, Lord God. Lord, just getting you ready for the following year, amen, building you up, emptying everything out of you that he don't want in you, building you up.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Second Chronicles, it says, if my people, God is speaking about his people, he ain't talking about the devil's people, he said, my people. He said, my people, amen, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now, this is some pointers right here to get prayers answered. There's also some pointers here that prayers are not answered. Because God does not answer prayers if your heart ain't right.
Amen.
He does not answer prayers if you don't have the right spirit. He said, my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves. To humble yourself means to submit unto the Lord.
Amen.
And when you humble yourself, that means you might not understand God's ways. You might understand what he's doing. Sometimes we don't understand his ways and we don't understand his doing sometimes. But we say, yay, Lord, anyhow. I may not like this, what I'm going through, Lord. I may not understand this, what I'm going through, Lord. But I submit myself to your way.
Amen.
This is what God is saying. To humble yourself. And then he said, after you humble yourself, I want you to pray. Prayer is just communication with God. That's what prayer means. It's as simple as that. No great definition. Prayer is communicating with God. It's also worshiping God. and praising God, and then you make your petition. But most time we do the petition and the begging and the asking, and we do no worship first, no praise God. Wonder why your prayers ain't answered. Amen. Need to change that around. Amen. God wants you to thank him for what he's already done. He wants you to worship him for being Lord of Lords and Kings of Kings of your life. Say, if my people shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face. And when you seek something, to seek means to search for. When you're seeking something, that means you're looking for something. So when you're looking for something, he said, and seek my face. He didn't say, come and just say hi to me and turn around and leave and come say hi to me the next day. It's like, what do you want, my child? What do you want, my son? What do you want, my daughter? You're seeking God. You're praying about stuff all the time. I'm praying about this, Lord. I'm staying in communication with, I'm searching. I'm searching to know more about you. I'm searching to come up higher in you. I'm needing your guidance and wisdom in this way. You're seeking God all the time. You have that one-on-one communication. In other words, when something break down or break loose, you ain't got to pray 5 or 10 hours to get a hold of God. See, people, they got it twisted. Church people as a whole, they got it twisted. They think church is the one you get so spiritual, but at home, you can just live like you want to live and don't talk to God in prayer and just do what you want to do. Then come back in, and then that's why it takes so long for people to get breakthroughs in the house of God. It takes so long to get, because their mind got to come from way A. They never did get nowhere. They should already be in the flow of prayer. Amen. And it says, humble themselves and pray and seek my face. You seeking, they say, seek my face. God say, these are some steps. You can write that down. These are steps of getting your prayer answered. My people are called by my name. If they will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then he began to say, turn away from their wicked ways. If something is not right in your life, God's not pleased with it in your life, you don't have the right spirit, you're not in the right world. God said, turn from that. He said, you seek my face, humble yourself, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, turn away from the evil way to the right way. And then I will hear from heaven. God said, then. Somebody said, well, I thought he was hearing all the time. If you got malice in your heart, you got wrong spirit, you got indifferentness, you got all these different spirits in your prayers are not being answered like you think they are being answered. And you should know that, because if you don't see no answers, no results, you know something's in the way. Amen. Amen. And it says, I would hear from heaven, it said, if my people called by my name should humble themselves and pray. Humble yourself, that's one. Pray, that's number two. Seek, that's number three. And turn from your wicked ways, that's four. He said, then I will forgive. He said, I would then hear from heaven. God said, then you got my attention. God does not you do not have God's attention when you got sin in your life and you're not pleasing God, and amen, your spirit ain't right and you ain't right, and you got malice and cedar. God's not hearing you. That's your answer right there. Pastor Thomas said, the word said. He let you know, you get all that stuff clear. He said, and then I would hear from heaven. And he said, then I'll forgive sin. Whatever the sin is, I'm going to forgive it. And he said, then come your promise, deliverance. I'm going to heal the land. Amen. And verse 15 is confirming that. He said, now my eyes shall be open. Now my ears shall be attentive to the prayer that's made in this place. So that means that God's ears are not open when we got sin in our life and we don't try to get it right. God's ears not open, attentive to our prayers. When we got the right spirit, we're not trying to please God. We got stuff in a way we need to get out the way. Amen. How many of you want your prayers to be heard?
Amen.
It said, now my eyes shall be open. Now my eyes shall be open and ears shall be attentive to this prayer. Don't you know that even if you have not even wronged nobody or did anything wrong, don't you know when you got a lot of clutter in your life, you cannot hear God?
Amen.
And God doesn't waste his time speaking, because he already knows you don't hear him.
Amen.
You clutter up, that's almost the same thing. That's a roadblock too. That's why the devil does different things to clutter you up and to clutter me up. He'll clutter up your thinking. How many know when you think it's not clear, it ain't nothing clear.
Amen.
Amen. So the power of prayer. And in the book of James, how many know if you can't make it with God, you sure won't make it without Him.
Amen.
Chapter 5, it says, confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed. To confess means to admit, to acknowledge, to recognize that I'm in the wrong. I'm in the wrong. I'm confessing my faults, Lord. You know, sometimes when you're going before the Lord in prayer, I do it out of habit. It's a good habit, though. It's not just, and I mean it when I do it. For I start my prayer off. Most time I said, Lord, I thank you for this day. Thank you for this and another. And I said, Lord, if there's anything that I've said or done the day before, or they created me a clean heart and a right spirit. That's confessing. Whether you know it or not, I said, the things I know, sometimes you know things that's not right. You don't have to fake it till you make it. You got to really realize that some things you actually know that it's not right. You know, if you said something to somebody or did something to somebody, you know when you walked away from it, it wasn't right. Amen. So ain't no talking about, Lord, if I've said anything. You know if you said it. You know if you've done it. And there's sometimes you actually don't know. So the Bible says, you know, it's like, Lord, renew on me a clean heart. This will be on safe side. You want your prayers answered? Renew on me a clean heart and a right spirit.
Amen.
And then because you're praying so earnestly like that, God, if it's something that wasn't right, God bring it before you. And you're like, oh, yeah, you know, I thank you for that, Lord. I didn't know that. I shouldn't have said it like that. I shouldn't have done it like that. So I said, confess means to acknowledge. Means to acknowledge, to admit, to realize. Confess your faults. Faults is immoral weaknesses, mistakes, defects, imperfections, flaws. We all got them. Some might stand out more than others, but we all got shortcomings. But when you have a good prayer life, God will help you to keep it together. Then folks will always see stuff about you because you be up on it yourself. You do your own cleaning up.
Amen.
Somebody give God a praise. If you all mean, hateful, and hard to get along with, you already know you hard, meanful, hard to get along with. You have no run-ins with nobody to know that. You know that. But if you do not know it, God will let you, the worstest person come out so you can get that out of you, let you know. They'll pull that out of you. If you got a problem, you can't control your mouth, you can't control your behavior, you can't control none of that. God knock you like, I don't want nobody, I just want everybody to leave me alone. Yeah, that's what you think. If you really want to be saved, God's not going to let everybody leave you alone because he wants you to know what's in ugly in you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You will not go to heaven that way. We're not going to heaven because we say we're going to heaven. You gonna, matter of fact, we don't watch. We're gonna find a lot of people that say I'm called by the name of the Lord might not even enter in because they just say it's just a saying. But God is looking for them that's doing His will, not talking about it.
Amen.
God don't care about you knowing the scriptures from Genesis to Revelation. You can quote them, amen, till they have stars coming out the book. He do not care nothing about that. And just like me as a pastor, you can preach it, and this goes to any other pastor or any other leader. You can preach to people all day long. You can teach to people all day long. But if you don't do what you preach and stuff, you won't make it in the kingdom of heaven. You'll help other people to make it, but you would be a castaway yourself.
Amen.
Somebody give God a praise. So all these people, bishops and mayors and all these people, and amen, and these big, I don't care if people can look up to you and you can have a robe from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, blue, purple, whatever, want to be big cross and everything else. Amen. Your heart got to be right. Just like everybody else's heart got to be right. You got to be real in your heart.
Amen.
That mess is not going to heaven.
Amen.
But the bad thing about it is when you can quote scriptures and you can help other people to make it and you will not make it yourself. That's a shame. That's horrible. It's not going to feel good. I'm not trying to go there. Amen?
Amen.
I want that same word that I preach to help me. And I'm telling you, if you can put it out there and you can eat off your own word, you a bad sister and a bad brother. That means you tough. You can handle your business.
Right.
You can preach to other people, but you can't take it yourself. Something wrong with that picture.
Right.
Just like you fix your food, you cook your food. If you cook your food, you can't eat your food. That's horrible. You need to be able to eat your own food. Amen. Now, if you don't eat it, you sure don't want nobody else to eat it. Come and get sick. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. Amen. Confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Effective prayer. Effectual means the effect. That means it has an effect on it. That means that you can look for something to be done when certain people pray. See, you know, don't mean no harm. God wants everybody to have a prayer like that, but everybody don't have a prayer like where they get a hold of God. Because some people say one thing before people, they live double lives. So everybody can't get a hold of God. But there is some people can get a hold of God. They have an effect in their prayer. And people know that their prayers is effective. That means things happen when they pray. Amen. You need to look at yourself and examine yourself and say, Lord, do things get to happening when I pray? See, that lets you know right there if your prayer is effective. But you ain't got to tell nobody. Nobody got to call you out. You need to think about it. It's not just for the pastor or somebody. It's for you too. Do things happen? Do I see? That's what need to be your question in your mind today. When I pray, do I see things happen? And then you need to look at how soon do I see them happen? Shouldn't be years and Sundays and Mondays. Amen. Some things you need urgent now. You can't wait for something that needs to be urgent now to be fixed 10 years down the road. Some things are urgent and they need to be taken care of right now. How many of you can give God a praise because you've seen him take care of some things that you need to do hasten, quick, fast, in a hurry? Somebody wave your hand to the Lord. Confess your faults one to another. That's another step of prayer. Confess your faults one to another and pray for one another. God said, in other words, don't pray for yourself all the time. Pray for other people. You see situations and things, don't talk about it. Don't run it down. Pray about it that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer. A fervent prayer is one of those, is a powerful prayer. A fervent prayer, amen, carries some weight. A fervent prayer is a very sincere prayer. That means you are not playing. You are very sincere. It's a heartfelt prayer. And it's an earnest prayer. That's what a fervent prayer is. Say the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man or a woman, it availeth much. That means it's profitable. It benefit much. That means it benefit a lot. That means it's not going to go unheard. You're going to see great results from that prayer. Now, you might not see them when you want to see them, but honey, you will see them. Amen. It's just like those that were healed. Amen. The lepers. Amen. And I believe it's lepers. They went on. One was healed. He was healed as he went. Amen. They came back and give God the praise. Some things happen on as you go on. Some prayers be answered as you go along the way. And some are answered right then and there. Amen. For the Lord heard you when you first pray. But the manifestation might be as you go along the way. Somebody give God a praise. And it said Elijah. And this is just giving you an example that somebody in the Bible actually, amen, got this prayer answered. Elijah was a man subject to passions, as we are. In other words, he was a man just like men are today. He had passions just like we do. And it said he prayed earnestly. There your word is again. When you're praying earnestly, you're not praying with your mind on everything else while you're praying. Your mind is upon what you're praying about. You pray earnestly that it may not rain. And it rained not. He prayed that it not rain, and he got the answer to that prayer. And it rained not on the earth for about space of 3 years and 6 months. That's a powerful prayer. A man, now he had some places in his heart with God to pray to stop the rain for 3 years and 6 months. That was a powerful prayer. In verse 18, he prayed again. and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. God honor a godly man and a godly woman. They praise God will honor your prayers. Amen. What are you praying about today? What are you expecting God to do for you today? Just keep on believing Him. Stay encouraged. Stay around people that's talking faith. Yeah. I'm going to tell you, some of this stuff that people talk about is no edification in it. And it'll pull you down. And if you see people, they come with their what they say, baskets full of goods, but bad goods, you better take off running. Amen. I'm trying to tell you, because it's like poison. Amen. If it ain't nothing edifying, we don't need to know who shot Johnny and how did Susie get down the road. Don't need to be knowing all the ins and the outs. Don't spend your energy listening to a bunch of trash and the garbage that's not going to strengthen you. Because you, do you know? I was telling somebody, I said, even as I get older, some things, as you get older, you're supposed to get wiser. So some things I'm learning, there may be some things I didn't know, but I'm learning. That it takes a lot of energy. It takes just as much energy for you to listen than you to talk. You know, if you're talking and talking and talking all the time, you use the energy. But if you're talking about nonsense, you just like draining you and you don't know it. Same way, if you listen to a lot of stuff that brings no life, you can think about this because it's true. When you have left the scene of all the stuff you heard, you took it with you. Can I get an amen? You took it with you. Because whether you think about it then or when you wake up in the morning or you go back to bed, you're going to think about Susie's problem. Johnny's problem. Trying to turn over and then you're trying to figure out their problem. Did God make you God? No. Some things you don't want. The devil does enough toiling with you, fighting you with your situation. Now, I'm not saying we can't ask nobody to pray for us. But if we, some people say, I just want you to pray for me, but they really don't want you to pray for me. They just want you to hear everything they're going through. Because if that's your move that you got to unload everything all at once, God didn't make none of us a trash can, so we're not supposed to be unloading on one another. So, if you got a situation, you know, I was thinking about, I don't want to just call no name, but I was thinking about this, won't say Sister Terry. Think about her the other day. And I thought I had to commend her. I told her when I had no idea what happened to her, Vika Hilco. I had no idea what happened to her. I called about one thing because I had texted her and I didn't get her, so I know sometimes my phone would be messing up. So I was wondering, did she get my text? So I went on and called her. And she was more concerned, asked me how I was doing and stuff. We talked a little bit. Then by the time before we got the phone, she kind of mentioned something about she didn't had a truck to cheap something that she was had left it somewhere. And I said, huh? And I was thinking, I got to thinking, I said, Lord, that's the way you want us to be. And I'm sure that she ain't always responded to stuff like that, and we haven't either, but that you see yourself growing and developing. That's the way God wants us to be. She could have called me or texted me and say, I'm not coming to church because they took my car. I'm at the shop. I didn't hear nothing from her like that. I wouldn't have never knew nothing about her truck if I hadn't called. How did really? And I got the Lord let me know she didn't want to bother you with that. Amen. And I said, but God allowed me to tell her. And I said, I didn't know that. I'm be praying for you about that. I mean, I didn't have the money to give her to get that taken care of. So I'll be praying. She said, well, thank you, Pastor. Thank you. And she kept on saying, you probably need some records. She heard me kept yawning. I said, it's so early for me yawning, but I don't know. I'm just maybe tired or something. But I said, Lord, most people would have gave you their first hand of issues about their trouble. They wouldn't ask you how you doing or nothing. I said, she didn't say anything about this. I know you're going to do something for her.
Amen.
And I, you know, And that morning, I was doing some things around there. I said, I will text her to let me know how the things go for her. I said, because I am believing God to fix that for her. Because there was a Sunday she picked me up. In this weather, she picked me up another Sunday. So I went to scrape the snow. I said, I know you're not going to let her vehicle be out of commission, Lord. She's done things, you know. And I said, just let me know how things go. That's the reason I send the text out like that, because I was expecting God to do something for her. Amen. And I think probably by fast as I send that text, she called me and said, truck is getting worked on right now. Amen. She didn't have all that money at first. She didn't know how it was going to get it, but God had put the money in her hand. And I didn't ask her all the business. How did she get it? It wasn't my business. She got it. And I thank God for doing it. I said, God answered. And I said, I was telling her, she could tell. I said, this is the way God wants us to be. I said, sometimes God will work for you quicker. Most time, he will work for you quicker if you do not complain. We all, myself too, we all been victims of complaining and grumbling and stuff. But I tell you, when God sees that something that's uncomfortable for you, but you just persevering on through it anyway, he does stuff a little quicker for you.
Amen.
If you feel like, I just can't make it, I'm not going to make it, I quit, I throw in the towel, you make all kinds of excuses. That's going to keep you in that dilemma for a little bit longer. This is like our children. If we have children and you got some, you know, you ask them to do something, they're going to do whatever they do. They're going to clean up the house and do extra stuff too. And then every time you ask, they never complain. They just do it. You're going to be like, I'm going to buy them this. It's not, and the other ones get mad. But the ones that get mad, they're the ones that's pouting at everything. Somebody give God a praise. And I was thinking, and I know all the other saints they help out too, but I was thinking about even Sister Terry, since she's been over here. She makes sure that Trey, I ask people to help her out. Some people help her out. I tell her, I like, when I see somebody hitting her, talking to her, I'm like, y'all help her now. She's trying to get this trash. She's trying to get this, trying to clean up and everything. Amen. Be sympathetic. Be compassionate. Be considerate of other people. Help them out in here. Amen. And if you're not going to do it, help one another out. But if God sees everything and beyond, there's times when I'm at the house or I'm gone, she'll text. She let me know. She's going to walk over here at the church. She let me know. Oh, is she coming in here? In case the alarm go out and I know somebody's in here. They call me. I know who's already over here. She said, Pastor, I'm coming over to clean up church. Amen. You think God going to let something be out of whack? And I'm trusting God that he'll fix everything going with that truck. Everything. Amen. She needs the light fixed. Y'all pray for her. I'm not just singing around for nothing, but I'm speaking it because you got to have something. You got to have something to faith on the line that you're faithful with, and God sees you faithful with. He'll do it. There's a lot of rest of you here. Faithful. I want this call out. People be faithful in your tithes. You're faithful coming, doing stuff. You're faithful doing this and doing that. God sees all that.
Amen.
And he will not forget your labor of love. Talking about the power of prayer. Amen. Everybody bow their head. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you.